Good morning to all of you. Our scripture for this morning is taken from several different places, and so I will encourage you to turn to the back of your bulletin and read these. These are from the New International Version. We're reading from Luke, the 10th chapter, John, the 11th chapter, John, the 12th chapter, Revelation 3. Luke 10:38 and 39. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. And then John 11:19, many Jews had come to Mary and Martha to comfort them in the loss of their brother. And then John 12, 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Yes, interestingly enough, we had just read in John 11 that they had lost their brother. Huh? Now, this is where Lazarus lived. Here, a dinner was given and Jesus honored. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. And then Revelation 3:20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. And may the Lord add his blessing and to our reading of his word and to our hearing of his word. If you wonder why I say to our hearing of his word and why that's a blessing for us, I would encourage you to read Romans 10:17 sometime. It'll tell you why. And I think I'm going to start printing that in the bulletin whenever we read the scripture, because it kind of explains. But today, I'm sorry, but I jotted a note down here and I can't read it. It says that the sermon title may be questionable, or maybe just a question. And so I'll encourage you to read the sermon title. Christ at your door? Let him in? It's a question. There's a common wall plaque that's found in a lot of souvenir shops, and it reads like this. I'm kind of surprised we don't have one in the yard sale sometime. May have had one. The plaque reads, "Our house is open to God, friends, guests, and sunshine." That's a pleasant thought, isn't it? And it makes me think, and maybe you're thinking this too, would Christ be welcome in your home today? The scriptures should give us some very good ways to think about this question. Well, Christ was welcome in the home of two followers who lived in Emmaus. And we read about that in Luke chapter 24, verses 28 and 29. This, you will recall, happened on the day on which Jesus arose in resurrection. So joined by Jesus as they approached the village that was their home, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. And we pick up here with Luke 24, 29. "But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them." The Jesus Christ who revealed himself that afternoon to be alive as a resurrected Christ to those early disciples, followers, lives today. And he wants to come into our homes just as he came into their home. At the home of Peter and Andrew, Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law. Mark 1st chapter 29 through 31 says, "As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. You see, Jesus revealed who he was in that home and what he had come to accomplish. He'd come to heal us, both physically and spiritually. Christ was also welcome into the home of Zacchaeus. Again, you know this story, as you knew the story of the gentleman going to Emmaus. As a matter of fact, we've been singing this since we were kids, and the kids just a couple of years ago sang this in our vacation Bible school presentation. You know, Zacchaeus was a wee little man was he. And the reason I sang that is because there are music notes here in my notes, and I thought I was supposed to sing that. But you remember that. Luke, the 19th chapter, verses 5 through 7, tells this story. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he, that is Zacchaeus, came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." Then verses 9 and 10 make sure that we get it. We get the point here. Yeah, we are sinners too. Jesus said to him, a sinner, "Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." In this home, Christ was, he was a self-invited guest who was welcomed there, who came to make some wonderful changes in Zacchaeus. At home, with Jesus coming in, Zacchaeus listened, he responded, and he rejoiced over the great change that came about in his life because of Christ's presence. And the New Testament records three visits of Jesus to the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And, of course, there were probably more, but they record these three visits. These three visits of the Lord to the home of his dear friends were most likely typical visits, but for appreciating home visits by Jesus, they're also very, very significant ones. Jesus came to the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus on a casual occasion, and it appears that he was unexpected. Luke 10, verses 40 and 42 tell us this. Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him, that is to Jesus, and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her." Well, we know that Jesus' visit was unexpected on this occasion because Mary was the kind who would have had things ready if she had known he was coming. Perhaps Jesus was, again, as with Zacchaeus, a self-invited guest on this occasion. This time as a living demonstration of the grace of God. So I think we can assume that Jesus invites himself into the homes of people. Probably for this reason, by doing so, he could bring God's blessing to each of them. Another time Jesus came to the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus at a time of sorrow. We read part of this, John 11, verse 1 through 44 tells the whole story, one that I'm sure you know, about the death of Lazarus. And I'm not going to read it all. It's a very familiar story. But here are a few of the very significant verses, beginning with verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Mary and Martha to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world." Well, she believed. But she needed a reminder. So we go down to verse 39. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he's been in there 4 days. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, for I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." On this occasion, Jesus demonstrated his resurrection power for us who are his. And he called Lazarus forth from the grave and thus restored the beloved brother to the grief-stricken sisters. A sample of future resurrection reunions that we all have to look forward to. When you and I want Jesus to come to us in our times of sorrow, he needs to have a standing invitation into our homes at all times. Jesus came to this home in a time of celebration, a celebration in honor of him, of the Jesus that we read of in John 12, 1 through 3. This reading, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took out a pint of pure nard and a very expensive perfume. She poured this on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. See, Mary and Martha were preparing a feast, including their friends, and Jesus was invited to be honored. Indeed, this was a happy time. A festive spirit prevailed. And this clearly says to me, we are not to forget, we're not to ignore our Christ in our times of celebration and happiness. Maybe a special dinner for a family or family reunion or birthdays or Christmas or Easter or any time other than this, it is a special time. We need to invite Jesus in at that time. These are great home visits, these that we've mentioned. Well, let's look at the purpose of Jesus' visits. I hope we've kind of explored that, but I want to explore them one more time. Jesus had not come to these friends' homes to be served, but rather to serve. It's a basic attitude of Jesus that's affirmed in Mark 10, 45. "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served," Jesus said, "but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus in coming to this home was not one who sought to crash any party. He didn't intrude where he was unwelcome. And to all who might be taken by surprise by such a visit by Jesus, he would never cause any embarrassment. On the contrary, for instance, at the wedding of Cana, he provided a wine for the guests so that the host would not be embarrassed. John 2, 1 through 11 is the whole story. But here's just verses 9 and 10. "The master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though his servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside. This was the host. And he said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best until now." No doubt with this, his first miracle, Jesus saved the bridegroom some possible embarrassment. He would never do that by coming into a home. Let's go back to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Jesus came into this home to teach the loving ways of God. On one occasion, you remember Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to his teaching while Martha prepared the meal. And we're back now at Luke 10. She, Martha, had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me all the work to do myself? Tell her to help me." Actually, of course, at some point earlier, Martha had learned who Jesus really was. John 11, Martha had made this confession, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world." And now, as Jesus gently but explicitly points out to Martha as her Lord, we also serve when we just pause from all of our business and take time to focus on and lovingly listen to Jesus as Martha had done, as Mary had done. It's a service to God. What I'm seeing here is that Jesus came into this home in this instance also to correct and to rearrange the priorities. Jesus told Martha when she'd had her say and her frustration had come out, he said, "One thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better." You see, I think our lives need to be more harmonious and productive, and they would be if we would maybe draw up a list of things that need to be done, arrange them in the order of importance. Maybe first, accept the love of God today as he comes into your home. Second, listen to God today. I have a list. On my list, I invite Jesus in by reading some of his word and praying for the day in front of me. And remember, Jesus came into this home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus with sympathy at the time of their sorrow. We have the new life that came to Lazarus that is always to comfort us and to remind us that it is Jesus and his power that promises us new life after death. For all his reasons, Jesus was welcome in the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. So, lessons learned. We read about the home of the followers of Emmaus and the revealed revelation of the resurrection. We read of Peter's home and Jesus coming to heal. We read about a man named Lazarus who let Jesus come into his house and he changed his whole life. We read of the visits, three of possibly many, where Jesus was a surprise guest. He was there to bring blessing. He was to help them, to help us also, as we read this, to cherish the promise of the saved rising from death to new life, and there to deal with the reality as we do this, to deal with it in the right way of sorrow and its cure. To be there in times of celebration as he is with us, and our needed recognition of those times of Jesus' presence. To be in our midst, to be understood, to be serving us, and to help us to set our priorities. God first, every day. But, and I say but, because there's a but here. This cries out for our attention. You see, although Jesus visits often, visits of Jesus are sometimes accepted, and sometimes not. You see, we read in the New Testament that here's an also familiar story about a rich young ruler who admired Jesus but to our sorrow and surely to our attention, he neglected to welcome Jesus into the home of his heart. His priorities would not permit Jesus to enter in. So how about us today? What about me? What about you? Christ wants to come into the home of your heart to be your Lord. In love and in power, he wants to come into our homes and be invited in to pour out his blessings all over us, all over our homes, from the front door to even the smallest closet in your house. So this is a very hugely important question. Is Jesus really welcome to and into your home? Will you invite him to come in today? The testimony of the Word of God is so important to you, to me, and so I end today with Scripture, the last Scripture of our reading of text this morning, Revelation 3:20. Here I am, Jesus said. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me.